This is Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. I'm so glad you have joined me today. Our theme this week is how Jesus healed. And we're looking at his motive, his method, and his message. In the two previous podcasts, we have looked at his motive, which was compassion. Today, we want to start looking at his method. The how. How did Jesus heal? And let me just say right up front, Jesus did not have a method in the sense of some kind of formulaic approach. He didn't have a method. You can read through the Gospels and you will not find Jesus healing two people in exactly the same way. Jesus dealt with people personally, dynamically, and he met them where they were in their faith. I've got a personal testimony to share with you, but let's first look at a passage of scripture in Mark chapter 5, where there are two healing stories that are right together that are very different. And let's look at these two stories, the healing of the woman with the issue of blood and the healing of Jairus' daughter. And the healings were very different, but yet they came from the same source. Because Jesus does not have an assembly line approach. Jesus never had a healing line. He dealt with people on an individual level. He dealt with them personally, dynamically, and met them where they were. Wow. Oh, may we get a hold of this today. Because you see, one of the problems is that the healing ministry among Pentecostals and Charismatics has become professionalized and has become the supposed province of professional healing evangelists. No, that was not God's plan. The healing ministry was for the whole church, for the whole body of Christ. Whether you are a lawyer, a school teacher, a janitor, a construction worker, whatever you might be, God wants his healing power to flow through the entire body of Christ. The healing ministry belongs to the church as a whole. And so, Jesus' method, I say he never had an assembly line approach, he never had a prayer line, because he dealt with people individually, personally, and met them where they were. Now we see this in this story in Mark chapter 5. Let's look at this, and we begin at verse 21. Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee. He had been on the other side, and he crossed back over to the Galilee side. And there was a ruler of a synagogue, an official of one of the synagogues, came to Jesus very distraught, and he fell down at his feet and said, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, and she will live." Now, obviously, his point of faith was Jesus coming and laying his hands on her. Now, we know that Jesus healed many different ways. He healed the servant of a Roman centurion simply by speaking the word. He touched, what was her name? Peter's mother-in-law's. He healed her simply by touching her hand. One gospel account just says he rebuked the fever and it left her. But perhaps Jairus had seen him touch somebody or put his hands on them, or perhaps he'd heard of that. And so this is where his faith was. Jesus didn't argue with him because he meets us where we are in our faith. So Jesus was going with him, and there was a great multitude thronging him, crowding him all around him. And as he's on his way to Jairus' house in this kind of situation, surrounded by a throng of people, he suddenly stops. And he asks, "Who touched me?" His disciples thought, "Lord, this is a strange thing for you to say. There is a multitude thronging you. There's all kinds of people touching you and bumping up against you. How can you ask such a question?" Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I felt power go out from me." And he turned around and he found it, her. And it was a woman who had had a hemorrhage of blood for 12 years. And the Bible says she had spent all that she had trying to find a cure. And she had exhausted her resources and she had come to the end of her rope. But she had heard about Jesus. And she mustered up all the strength she had, and she got out of her house, and she found Jesus. And she had to press her way, push her way through this crowd that was thronging Jesus. And she had said within herself, the King James says, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. Now, the New King James says that she said, if I can just touch his clothes. Some think that it was the tassels on Jesus' garment that Jews wore around the fringes of their garments. That's really, it's not the issue, because it wasn't his garment that healed her. If it was his garment that healed her, there'd been all kinds of people healed. There'd been all kinds of people experiencing his power. But only this woman, because she touched his clothes in faith. And Jesus turned around and found her, and she confessed what she had done and what had happened. And in verse 34, Jesus said, daughter, your faith has made you well. He didn't say the tassels on my garment has made you well. He didn't say the hem of my garment has made you well. He said, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction. Well, during this time of talking to this woman, what Jairus didn't want to hear, he hears. A messenger comes, says, no need to bother Jesus anymore. Your daughter has died. But Jesus overhears what he said, and he says to Jairus, do not be afraid, only believe. Yeah, you've gotten some bad news. Things have gone to bad to worse, but Jairus, don't be afraid, only believe. And so they continue to the house. But Jesus, now he begins to put people aside. He begins to scale back those who are going to go with him to perform this miracle, not only of the healing now, but of raising of the dead. So he permitted no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And he came to the house, and there was a multitude. There was a tumult, an uproar of those who wept and wailed loudly. The Jews of this day, they had professional mourners to come and wail and mourn and so on. And so this is probably what it was. Because when Jesus came in, he said to them, why are you making this commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, she's asleep. Then their whole attitude changed and they ridiculed him. But listen to what Matthew says. But when he had put them all outside, my friends, sometimes you have to put unbelief outside. You have to separate yourself from unbelief. And Jesus put all these people outside, and he only allowed six to go in. Himself, Peter, James, John, the mother, and the father of the little girl. And he came in and he took the little girl by the hand. And he said, Tabitha kumi, which is translated, little girl, I say to you, arise. Immediately, the girl arose and walked, for she was 12 years of age, and they were overcome with amazement. Now, what I'm wanting to say here is that these two incidents were totally different, but yet they came from the same source. Jesus did not have a formula. He did not have an assembly line for healing. It's been over 30 years ago. I became very sick. I thought, I had fears of dying. My energy level plummeted. I began having sharp pains in my chest. And I could feel my heart palpitating and beating in my neck and my back and my shoulders. I could feel it. I could feel it skipping and sputtering. And I did all the things, all the formulas you're supposed to do. And I'm not against those things. We need to stand on God's word. We need to speak God's word. We need to do all of those things. But nothing was helping. Nothing was making a difference. But I realized, I came to the place where I realized that God had a healing process suited just for me. And I wasn't going to get healed just like anybody else that I'd read about or heard their testimony. And I had to come to Jesus and look to him as my healer, but not try to have some kind of formulaic approach. Well, if I do this, 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 and this, then I'm going to be healed. If I go to this evangelist and have them lay on hands on me and I'll be healed. No. Because you see, ultimately, Jesus deals with us on a very personal, dynamic level. He meets us where we are. And Jesus met me where I was. And he healed me. It wasn't a miraculous healing. He gave me instructions of adjustments I needed to make in my life concerning nutrition and a healthy lifestyle. Yeah, I continued to stand on his word, and he began to show me things about his faithfulness to his promises and show me things that I needed to do. And I found the healing process that he had for me that was suited particularly for me. And I came out of that completely well. And 30 years later, I am still well on no medication. Thank God, because Jesus Christ is a healer. And his method is not a formulaic assembly line approach treating everybody the same. He has a healing process personally for you. Come to him on a personal level. Confess him as your Lord, your Savior, and as your healer. And say, Lord, show me anything that I need to do on my end. I am trusting you today as my healer. And all I believe that you will find him releasing his healing power and his wisdom into your life. And you will find the wisdom and the process you need for your healing. This is Eddie Hyatt. We're talking about how Jesus healed. Join me tomorrow. We're going to continue with this same topic. I'm talking about how Jesus healed, and we'll talk more about his method. I'm Eddie Hyatt. I'll see you tomorrow.